Dad lost his job, and now we have to live with Grandpa. It's been really hard.
Sometimes life can be pretty tough, but Jesus can use those tough times to grow your faith. Hey there, you're listening to a brand new week of stories and scripture right here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Now, I wish I could tell you that life was always going to be easy, but sometimes it's not. Kids might get sick, and sometimes parents even lose their jobs. But these tough times can teach you important life lessons about patience, just like it says in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Count it all joy, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And now for our story, it's entitled, Braving the Storm. I miss our old house, said Tomas. He sighed as he thought about the reason they had moved into a trailer on Grandpa's farm. First, his little brother Felix was seriously injured in a car accident. Then the company Dad worked for went bankrupt, and it took quite a while for Dad to find a new job. Tomas knew living in the trailer on the farm saved a lot of money. But it's kind of nice to be living near Grandpa, he said.
I like that too, replied Mom. It's one of the blessings that has come along with our troubles. She glanced out the window. It's terribly windy today, and I think we're in for quite a storm. Let's get over to Grandpa's house. We'll be safer there.
Mom picked up Felix, and they hurried over to the farmhouse.
I think we'd better get downstairs, Grandpa said soon after they got there. I don't like this wind.
So they went down and huddled together in the basement. Even there, they could hear the storm raging outside.
Let's pray, Grandpa said. He prayed out loud, thanking God for the rain. I can't believe Grandpa didn't even ask God to stop the storm, Tomas thought.
When the storm finally did stop, they hurried out to look things over.
It's still raining a little, said Mom, but look at the beautiful rainbow the storm brought us.
Grandpa, when you prayed, why didn't you ask God to stop the storm? Tomas asked.
Well, the storm was really a blessing. It brought the rain we needed so badly, replied Grandpa.
He smiled at Tomas.
You know, sometimes it takes storms in our lives to bring special blessings, too. When everything goes the way we'd like, we often forget how much we need Jesus. But when we go through difficult times, we learn more about Him and about how much He loves and cares for us.
Mom nodded. I learned that I need to stop questioning why God sends storms into my life, she said. I just need to trust Him to be with me and see me through them.
Grandpa nodded. Right. Having faith in Jesus and trusting Him will give us strength to brave any storm that comes our way.
So, how about you? Are there storms in your life right now? Is someone you love sick? Are you having trouble with friends or siblings? Or is money tight at your house? You may never know the reason for the storms in your life, but you can trust Jesus to be with you and to see you through them. Remember how much He loves you and be thankful for the blessings He brings through the storms. Our key verse today, once again,
James 1, 2, and 3. Count it all joy, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus in the storms of your life. If you don't want to be bored and instead want to have some fun this summer, it's not too late to join my Word with Zach reading program. Just read the Keys for Kids devotional and your Bible every day in June, July, and August, and you'll get a prize from me each month. I'll send you a reading calendar to help you keep track, and if you can do all the devotionals for those 3 months, I'll put you in a drawing for a Kindle Fire. So if you want to avoid wasting time being bored this summer and would rather have fun winning prizes, then join me on Word with Zach. Just ask your parents to sign you up at wordwithzach.org. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.